What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That was quite disturbing. Welcome in on a Friday. And if you missed anything, first hour was irreverent but fun. So Odyssey.com Rewind, also the YouTube page, subscribe, like, the whole bit. I wanted to ask a question about the Tigers, and it's not Bregman related, really. The offseason is pretty much done. You're hearing some comments from Scott Harris, but reality is tickets go on sale. So I wanted to have some fun because I don't know, Rico, in your time in this town or mine, I've ever seen anything like what the Lions have pulled off, where it's not just buying tickets, it's tripping over your garden hose to spend, to go to other stadiums and do takeovers,
right,
to
there.
Buy all the gear, to, you know, not be willing to sell tickets at unbelievable profitability. And I understand it's different in the world of baseball with 162 games, but I wanted to know, now the Lions are done, Tigers factually, and I understand Pistons will make the playoffs this year. Red Wings were hopeful, but it's a harder road for them. But the Tigers made it. They did. Whether they were real or not, they did. I want to know, sitting here right now, guys, spring training, it's happening. Scott Harris is talking. The team spent a little bit, albeit not the way we wanted, but they spent. Did the Tigers do enough to where you're going to invest in them? Because frankly, and it's no one's fault, I don't blame you guys, no one realized we had a baseball team here for about 140 games. Now, the last couple weeks of the season, it got, okay, people started to catch on. Are you investing in the Detroit Tigers, or do you need more? And I'm not telling you what to do. It's not my place to tell you what to do. I'm asking you, as the paying customers of this city who may have gone into debt to support your football team, I would love to know.
Just regular seats, not the club, right? We're just talking about the regular.
Buddy, anything. All seats are on. I don't care if you wanted to buy tickets to four different games and be a bleacher creature. You want to buy standing room only, or you want to do the 1901 Society and have a chandelier above your seat. I don't care. Everybody can invest at a level they're comfortable with. Are you ready to hand the Tigers your money as tickets go on sale? That's really the question. Did they do enough to flip the switch where now you want to do a percentage of what you've done for the Lions?
I think so. I think that people are ready because they've always gone down to Comerica Park, maybe not to the way that they would pack Ford Field, but it's what you always get angry with me about. It's something to do in the summer. It's hanging out with your boys, a date night. It's just going out there and catching up with your kids, and you guys are just sitting out there drinking beers and watching Tiger baseball, and you don't really care if they win or lose, but yes, you're there. Now, based off of how the season ended, there is a buzz because now you want to see, can this team recapture that lightning in a bottle? I do think people will be as invested. I don't think it, not to the Lions takeover type thing. You're not going to Cleveland. You're not going to Chicago. You're not going to any of these places. But I think at Comerica Park, I think they will see an uptick in the crowd.
But what about you?
What about you? Are you spending your money? Because I'm going to tell you where I'm spending my money.
Wow, Pastor.
Not on the Tigers.
Sinner. Right.
Not on the Tigers. There is one series my family is interested in, and it's not because of the Tigers. It's because another team is coming to town.
Padres.
So yes. So I'm not investing in the Tigers to go down there. I'm not looking forward to say, oh, let me circle when the Yankees come to town, and let me circle. I'm not interested because I'm disappointed in what the goal was for this offseason, and we didn't accomplish that goal. We did not get a right-handed bat. We did not get a bopper in the lineup to set the lineup on fire. We didn't do it. So I'm just disappointed. I'm like, know what? Sorry. Not spending
money.
You know
what, David? I would probably do, if a Scooble start, I would go down there. If I knew he was pitching that day, I would go down there because chances are I'm going to see a good game from the Tigers. And chances are you're going to win that game. Pitching a chaos game, probably not.
I think for me, I'm on the daiquiri plan. I think I'll do it. They've done
slick
enough.
Slick back hair, Kenny.
That's right, yeah.
I like slick back hair, Kenny.
Yeah, me too. He should come around more.
That was fun. I had fun hanging out with Kenny that day at the ballpark.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. But yeah, no, I think I'm in daiquiri mode where they've done enough to get me every so often or if I get tickets through the building, through work. Outside of that, I'm not investing tons and tons of money into tickets, parking, concessions. I'm not going.
So you're going for the good time to have fun with your boys.
And to watch the game. But like yesterday we talked about what their offseason was like. We, I think, collectively agreed it was a B. And they could have done a lot more to make it a B+ or an A- or an A. Giving that this offseason a B and seeing them what they did last season, as miraculous as it was and as unduplicatable as it may have been, a B offseason is enough to get me in the park every so often. It's not enough for me to go all the time, once a month, twice a month. You know, it's not enough for me to like make a schedule of, all right, I want to go to this series, I want to go to this series, I want to go to this series. But it's enough to get me in the door every so often. No more than that.
248-539-9797. And look, maybe baseball just isn't a sport you invest in. I'm not mad at you for it. It takes forever. You're sitting outside. It's weather dependent. The weather at the beginning and the end of the season are pretty terrible. And let's face it, there are days in the summer it ain't great either. 88 degrees and humid is not something most people want to be sitting in. But I just wanted to know. I mean, they made the playoffs last year. They did spend money on a technical basis. It just was done in weird ways. I mean, the Alex Cobb thing, the Gleyber Torres, Tommy Cainley. Now, Jack Flaherty was legit. That's a one-year $25 million deal where if he's any good, he's gone. He's not going to be here year two on a $10 million salary. But they didn't land a right-handed bat. They didn't add players that people really know or care about. And baseball's not like other leagues where fans don't watch other teams. Think about it. Why does Sunday Night Baseball not resonate? Oh my God, it's Cardinals and Dodgers. Ain't nobody here watching.
Nobody cares.
Baseball's become a very localized sport.
Regional.
In a national league.
Yeah.
So I don't
That's
know.
A great point.
I try. But then again, you know what, Rico? Maybe there's the answer. I don't know what to say.
Let's just get Kenny to come up with more names.
Player.
Yeah.
Player or diplomat. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Kenny. What's up?
There's only four nations. I can't. That's all the names. I used them
Not
all.
Not a Russian one would be a hoot.
Yes, it would if there was a Russian team.
Hearing you try to pronounce that stuff.
No, absolutely not.
David, let's get some ticket texts. And again, guys, it's a yes or no thing. If you're investing in the Tigers, why? And if you're not, why? And no one's right or wrong.
Right.
It's not a judgy kind of topic. I just want to know because tickets are on sale now. And I truly do wonder if last year resonates with anyone or the further you get from it, the more fluky it becomes to you.
Or, Mike, I mean, most people have just a finite amount of disposable income. Did the Lions take up all your money? And you're kind of sitting there like, well, maybe we'll take in a game or two. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David.
Caller, texter says, I'm definitely invested, and I'm invested because having playoff baseball in Detroit is electric, mm-hmm. and I need that back. Someone else says, the Tigers have won. Adding pieces and try to spin. Absolutely deserve support. The team wins playoff games, unlike the Lions. I'm mildly invested because I love the Tigers, but they need to get a serious right-handed bat in here now. But right now, yes, I'm still invested. I'm always a Tigers fan. I'm excited for this season. But since we lost out on Bregman, I don't feel good about winning the division. But if we trade for Arenado, maybe my confidence is back. That's from Marlon in Walt Lake. We are going to Los Angeles for the opening weekend. So excited, family lives out there. We're going to have a blast. Go Tigers. That's from Tom in Onstead. Tim in Grosse Pointe says, I'm a big Tiger fan and used to have season tickets. I was looking into this year, but the team has not done enough to entice me.
See, that's the key word. Did they get incrementally better? I don't know. And I'm really not that type of person. Normally it's black or white, yes or no. Rico, I don't know if they got a whole lot better. I don't.
Well, but you also have to juxtapose it against the division that they play in. That,
oh, yeah.
Did you do enough to be the best of this division? And then we sort that. Through the rest after that.
I can't say it.
Because then, yeah, I still think that if you somehow can get to that five-game series, now, you know, with Skubal and Flair, you can win that. Now, what do you do past that? I don't know. But you can win a five-game series.
You got to keep them both healthy. That's the other issue. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's just in today's day and age, it's so funny. It's like you and I have both lived here, worked in this city, and like when Justin Verlander would pitch 225 or 230 innings, that just became normalized, right? Now, I think last year, no one pitched 200. Skubal may have come close. Now, if you can get 150.
New baseball.
Yeah, 150 innings, 160 innings. You're kind of topping out where you are. Like, it's funny. I was listening to something about Sasaki, who the Dodgers signed, and they're like, yeah, they just, if you can give them 120 innings, they're happy. And I'm like, imagine that.
Brother, this is a whole different topic that I've often said. You say TV ruins sports? I say analytics.
Has really hurt the watchability of sports. I agree totally with you. Yeah. Totally.
Because I mean, you're a caveman. Yeah.
No. Well, it can be right to win, but it doesn't mean it's right to watch. Here's Rico Beard. Curious as ever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's get to the people. Tiger tickets are on sale. Bregman sweepstakes has ended. For all intents and purposes, so has the offseason. Have the Tigers done enough to get your money? And again, it's totally a decision of free will. I'm not judging you if you're in. I'm not judging you if you're going, no, they didn't do enough. I think baseball's a tough sell in 2025. It's a very difficult thing to want to go and watch, especially on a semi-consistent basis. And if your team doesn't have everyday players that are stars. Look, Tarik Skubal pitches once every 5 days. I mean, that's not something you can plan for. You're not going to be able to plan the rotation out a couple weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to go see positional players that are going to be up to bat 4, 5, 6 times in a high-scoring game and play the field, and you just don't have those people. Now, if you want to tell me Riley Green is, well, then you're a Tigers super fan. If you go around talking baseball with people and you ask for, you know, the top 15, top 20, top 30, top 40 players in the sport, Riley Green ain't there. He's a good ball player. I'd love to have him. Love to sign him. But, like, yeah. You don't have – forget about
Parker
Ohtani.
Meadows, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, and again, yeah. Parker Meadows, very valuable baseball player. But you don't have people that bring fans to the park.
No, that's when you break it down is whether you're Detroit good or you're one of the good players.
Good way to put it. Let's go to Cody, 97.1. Cody, what's going on, buddy?
How are we doing, Mike and Rico? You guys having a good day?
Hey, yes, Cody. Sir.
Yeah, I'm actually on the way to Comerica Park right now to discuss season ticket packages or the, you know, 10-game packages.
Okay.
So, yeah, I definitely am looking to invest some money, but I'm also biased. My last 3 years, I've spent a lot of time and money at different ballparks, and one was Comerica Field when I lived in Colorado. So I'm just ready for some winning baseball, to be honest with you.
Oh, Gaeta Rocks are terrible. Terrible ownership in Colorado. Awful all around. Yeah, Cody, it's... Look, I think the Tigers will at least be competitive. I don't know if they're going to repeat last year. I don't know if they'll take any step forward, but at least you go to the ballpark, they're going to have a chance to win any day you go. Colorado, forget it.
Exactly, and that's been – I went and met multiple times last year, and I always had a good time, but now it's getting to the point that 2 seasons ago, every other game or every game I went to was 1 or 2 runs and a loss.
Yep.
Or not a lot of action. And then last year, and you know, it started to change, and I've been a Tigers fan my whole life, so I'm just ready to watch, you know, these young guys, you know, really commit to it. And Kerry Carpenter is why I go to the ballpark. So, and I know, just Kerry Bonds, you know?
Yeah, just better hope a lefty's not on the mound or you're going to be a little bummed out. But, yeah, I hear you. I do. And so Cody's in. And again, I always try to speak to, like, what appeals to the masses, Rico. For a guy like Cody who knows baseball, likes baseball, has gone to multiple parks, had tickets in Colorado, it's a different level of fan.
Right. But you also hear Cody's going down there to discuss, like, 10-game packages or things like that. He's not going down there to buy season tickets.
No, I don't think anybody does. Who the hell? Like, look, 25 years ago, if you were a season ticket holder and had an 81-game package, maybe, what is the point of that now? Who has time?
You're right. Because you end up giving them away.
Yeah, you can't sell. And that's not about the Tigers. That's anywhere outside of like St. Louis, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets. I don't know who you're selling tickets to in the secondary market in baseball. Maybe Wrigley, maybe. But most towns, if you ended up with a season ticket package, any game you don't go to, you're eating them.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's even the park, not the team for Wrigley.
It's a tourist event as much as anything else. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
Good, John. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. You know, so I'm 26, so my window of view with this team is slightly limited, but my very first game I ever went to was the Maglio Ordonez walk-off game, so I'm a little spoiled when it comes to this team.
What a debut. What a debut.
Right. But, you know, I went to a couple of games last year. The first one was the Ohtani game where he broke our hearts with the double off the wall and they won the game. The second game was the Leland retirement game, and oh my gosh, what a game that was. I think the fatigue fans feel right now is that there's no magic that brings people to the ballpark. You know, when I was a kid during the 2012, you know, that era of teams from 2011 to 14, that I will die on the hill. If that team not winning a championship will be more of a heartbreak than the Lions if they don't win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, you had at one point in that era, John, you're nailing it. At one point, you had four Cy Young Award winners in your starting rotation.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't them, it was either Prince Fielder when we had him before that whole, you know, debacle with Baby Miggy. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if it wasn't the pitchers, it was him, it was Miggy, it was
V-Mart.
Kinsler when he was on the team. V-Mart. Oh yeah, I mean, there was players on that team that would carry the load if the pitching wasn't there, and then vice versa.
That's right.
We don't have that now. There, and somebody hit it on the head when they said, you know, the only thing that would attract you to the ballpark is Tarek Skubal, and I agree 100%. Now, me personally, I bought tickets to the game on May 10th because they're doing a Tarek Skubal bobblehead giveaway, and I'm a sucker for giveaways. You tell me there's a giveaway, I'm going to get tickets.
and good chance maybe he pitches that day.
Yeah, okay. No doubt. Let me get the last call, and then I've got something for you guys. I want to know if I'm missing the mark on something. I've just read an article on something. Sports, yeah. Nothing crazy, no UFOs or anything. We'll go to Tim. He'll get the last word on the Tiger thing. Timmy, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, hey, guys. Love your show, as always. And, Mike, I appreciate how you want to take the temperature of the average fan. So I'll just share with you that my wife and I are 61. We're suburban, lifelong Detroiters. And we are invested in this current Tigers team, looking forward to the 2025 season. You know, we get to the ballpark about three or four times a year. And what we love about this team is, like, it's homegrown, low-paid talent that you can root for, you know, and they did so well last year, advanced in the playoffs, and they don't have a lot of, you know, surly mercenaries like Gary Sheffield. So as Detroiters, I think it's an easy team to root for. I disagree that the only thing to go and watch is Tarek Skubal. You know, we love to see what Carpenter is going to do, Riley Green, Meadows, Keith. We like Jake Rogers. So I think it's a team that you can embrace. And, you know, just speaking as two older suburbanites, yes, we look forward to going down there.
And Tim, you should. Listen, Tim, you're not wrong, but you're a big baseball guy, right? You know these players. Like, and you absolutely have a different viewpoint than the average fan. That's all I'm saying. The average fan, if you want to get 3 million people through the turnstile like the glory days, you got to get the average fan who's only going to know star players but wants to be a part of it. For you and yours? No, Tim, you're well beyond that in a knowledge base and you know the game. And like, if you're sitting here telling me you like Jake Rogers, we can have a different conversation. I'm not a huge fan, but fine.
And we do love Jake Rogers. Okay. And the other thing I would say is, you know, we think that Comerica is a great ballpark experience. And, you know, we know where to park now, you know. And I think it's just a great time. And it's a team you can... It's a team you can love instead of resent. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Tim, I think you're one of those, you want to go for the experience, to have fun, to be with, you know, your wife and just enjoy the game. If they win, great, but it's not going to ruin your day. And that's why I think a lot of Tigers fans are, and I know, much to your chagrin, Mike, but that's just how it is here.
No, it's not my chagrin. My chagrin is with what we're about to discuss, where I am going to need you guys to have a drop-free environment. Because I have to say something that's a quote, and it cannot be turned into a drop.
Okay.
But there is a player who used to play for the Lions who I think this guy has something seriously wrong with him. But this player is going after a person you should never attack. You will never win. And he's doing it at a Super Bowl parade. I have to read this to you next. Okay? Just, I need you to trust in me. This is not a Karshian tease, and we're going to come back and talk about Gator's favorite meatloaf. No, this is a legitimate.
Oh, no. It's legit. I think I know where you're going with this, but I'm going to let you present
it. I don't care about presenting it. I just saw it, and I'm going, we got to do one segment. What was wrong with this guy? You're never going to win this battle. People, sit tight. I got you covered. All right, so I wanted to just give you this story, and I mean, look, I think we learned pretty quick. He can be a good football player, but he's a bit of a wacko in his 1 year with the Lions. C.J. Gardner-Johnson went back to Philly, won the Super Bowl. Now, not only did he shovel dirt on us for what I deem to be no particular reason, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson has gotten into it with Taylor Swift. Now, that is a losing battle. To the point where Taylor Swift fans, now this is where people are all messed up. I hate to break this to you, but Taylor doesn't care about you. She doesn't pay your mortgage. You can be a fan of her and love her. Taylor Swift fans have then taken up for their favorite celebrity and attacked C.J. Gardner-Johnson's mother's restaurant with zero-star reviews, which, you know, you're affecting a person's business and life. What C.J. says about Taylor Swift does not. Those are not equal things. Well, C.J. Gardner-Johnson decided he wasn't going to take this laying down. And guys, this is not a drop.
No, it's not. You can feel free.
This is a news story.
Unlike you.
All right, I'll cover it.
Unlike you, I will honor my word.
I will. I'll honor it.
No, unlike, I'm trying to talk about him.
Okay.
The point is, at the parade today, he is wearing a sweatshirt that says, quote, Swifties can L-I-X my balls, close quote. What does the L-I-X stand for? Roman numerals 59. And if you pronounce it together, it pronounces licks. So, I just, why, man? Like, you're not winning this battle.
No,
why
but
would because, you do that?
Because that's what he does. I mean, even his teammates say, man, they just, you know, almost try to avoid him in the locker room because he just gets under your skin. He's one of those people that just can't leave well enough alone. And
but it's like the Beehive with Beyonce. You're not winning.
Right.
These music celebrities have armies
cults.
Of loyalists.
No. They have cults.
Okay.
Call this is called what it is. It's a cult because the person can't do anything wrong. They can justify what that person says each and every time. And they will fight to the death for that person. So that's a cult. So yes, you CJ, good luck. This is one this is your battle, man. You're not gonna win it. It's cute with the t-shirt, but they'll come back at you.
Now, luckily, people have stepped in. You know, CJ's mom has a restaurant. Apparently, Yelp has flagged the restaurant for unusual, you know, barrages of unfounded reviews. Why? If you're CJ, I guess I just don't understand it, man. You're a grown-ass man. You're going out on social media and you're saying nasty stuff about Kelsey and his ex and all that. And you're like, bro, you just won the Super Bowl. Because you're not a comedian out here.
No, Mike, let's just be real. When you talk about the Eagles, he's probably 10th of the Eagles that you talk about. You probably talk about Cooper DeJean before you talk about him. He needs attention. So what better way to get attention than to go up against the big dog and go, let's go up against Taylor Swift. That'll get me some attention. That'll get people to talk about. Heck, we're talking about him now. He won because he needs this type of attention. He needs this. He needs the affirmation. He needs people. Probably needed some hugs. I don't know.
I just tell you, you can't wear a sweatshirt like that. And no, I'm not going to do the cliche bleeding hearts thing. Oh, my God, there's children there. Well, the kids probably can't read it. The point is, it's the wrong thing to do. It's just so ridiculous. I wanted to at least bring it up. You know what kills me? He's a good football player. He's not great, but he's good.
I think that's it. Because he's good and not great, not a lot of people talk about him. So he takes that personal. So every place he goes, he has to talk trash. He has to do stuff. The ski mask here, you know, waving to the San Francisco crowd at halftime. Game's not over yet. You may want to wait.
David, your thoughts as a pastor? No, I'm kidding. You can give me your thoughts, but I also wouldn't mind the ticket text.
Yeah, he loves attention. That's what it is. Rico, you're right. This guy loves attention, and he feels like he's not getting it. Yeah, sure, he's on the Super Bowl winning team, But no one talks about him for this Eagles team.
Mm-mm.
So if he does this, yes, he's probably feeling, oh, I'm going to get the attention that I deserve. I want the attention. I'm C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Talk about me. Super Bowl champ. Right. Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah, all this Jalen Hurts and Saquon. And, oh, what about me? Well, C.J., you're just a player on the defense. You're a good player.
Yeah, but on the defense, he one of the five best guys I got? No.
Right, and that's just it.
He's not better than Quinion. He's not better than DeJean. He's not better than N'Kobe Dean. He's not better than Nolan Smith. He's not better than Jalen Carter. He's not better than numbnuts Jordan Davis. I mean, you start to list it out, and you go, wait a minute. I'm listening to this guy do this. He's a seventh, eighth best guy on the defense, and he's a good player.
He's a very good player, but it's red flags galore. I mean, it started with the ski mask thing, right? Like when he was in town, and then he left town, and then
he made fun of us. What did we do wrong to him?
We didn't do anything. We actually embraced the idea. A lot of fans embraced the ski mask thing with him. They embraced his idea. Then he left, and then he dumped on us for.
They said his year here was hell. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, sorry, you made it all the way to the NFC title game.
Right.
And you had fans love you.
Mind you, your teammates carried you because you were hurt. We were excited to get you back.
And now the Taylor Swift thing, I think Rico's spot on. I think he just wants the attention. He's not getting it.
I quit. That's my response. I quit. I give all of it. I'm done. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. I quit. All right, David, take a text, please.
Yeah, someone says he's an idiot. Glad the Lions dumped him. How in the world did he fit in the Lions culture? Doesn't make sense to me. That is Phil and Wixom.
Whoa. He fit the Lions culture.
Yeah.
He actually did. Very braggadocious, very over the top. He's just someplace else now, and now you're like, oh, this guy. No. He fit the culture for a year when he was here.
That's the part these fans don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J-Mo does some of this stuff.
Right.
Kirby does some of this stuff. Brian Brandt, not sweatshirts with cuss words. I'm talking the style, the bravado, the talk, the trash.
The T-shirt with the middle finger.
Okay. Yeah, man. That is a little. Now, I don't mind having an edge as long as you back it up. Now, what did we talk about the other day? It's probably time to power that down and let's be about the business this offseason.
Yeah.
But
I think it's safe. You know, he's not going to go after Kendrick Lamar because he knows, well, that's not going to end well. Taylor's not going to say anything about me. She's not going to write a song about me. And honestly, she probably doesn't know who he is.
Ouch. David.
CJ is a clown. He talked smack about the Eagles when he came here. Then the second he goes back to the Eagles, he talks smack about Detroit.
Timeout.
He has no idea.
Hold on. Timeout. I just thought of something. Maybe this is my Golden Girls moment. Wasn't he the player who started effing with the fans in San Francisco when you were up?
That's what I said.
He was
waving to the crowd at halftime.
Now the reference has clicked.
Yeah, he was waving to the crowd.
I'm losing my mind.
Saying goodbye, saying it's over.
Cutscene.
It's halftime.
I think 30 minutes left.
The only thing that looked worse than that was the Bears player who was doing that.
Before the Hail Mary
game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's waving to the crowd. See you later. Like, clocks, it's only halftime. We still got two more quarters to play.
Also, Mike, I was in the bathroom when you said it. What did the shirt say?
No.
Okay.
LIX is the Roman numeral, and I can tell you that Roman numeral was placed in a sentence about his balls. Okay? You can figure it out. How dare you do that to me?
I was just wondering.
I know your tricks. All right. We got a fun little blitz for everybody. We're going to do Who Said It. We got a lot left to do today. 97.1. All right. So we wanted to have a little bit of fun with one of the blitzes today. Obviously, football covered the other one. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want it. This is a last minute gift guide. David, take it away, please.
Oh. It is extremely.
David, please.
That's one.
It is.
David, let's try this again.
It is extremely last minute, seeing that Valentine's Day is today. So
let's go buy a little bow.
But here's the thing. These gifts, you can go into a store today and get. You don't have to go to Amazon. You have to get them online.
Okay.
Yes, Kenny.
Well, I was just thinking this would be a great time for Mike's new drop.
No. No, no. The answer is no.
Not doing that one. So if you're someone that likes to take pictures and you want to have those memories, a digital frame to showcase the favorite memories.
First of all, Valentine's Day is a joke. But okay, I'll play along with you. A digital picture frame?
Yeah, so what it rotates through the different pictures.
I think a regular would do.
No, I mean, because most people don't print out photos. Like, correct. Most people have thousands of photos on their phone, where back in the day, Mike, we had photo albums that you actually looked at. So now you can take your 20 best pics that you took on your phone, download it to that.
So, like, Kenny's girlfriend rotates. Could buy him one of these, and it's all the times he's been blackout hammered at the bar, and
yes.
Rotating collage.
Right.
How about a nice oil painting? How about that?
Right. Huh? Yeah. Regular Van Gogh.
Well, speaking of oil, there is a massage candle on this list that you can get. That's a nice gift right there, right, Kenny? You said oil, so get the massage candle. Here's a gift here. Kenny looked at this one and says, okay, my girlfriend might like this one.
Oh, boy.
These are warmer slippers.
What?
Microwavable slippers to keep her toes toasty.
Oh, God, this is
painful. It will keep them warm for 25 minutes.
I'll let you guys comment on
this.
What's
the point?
There are lavender-infused seeds that activate once heated.
So 25 minutes and then it's over.
And then you got to warm them up again, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. How the hell is it different than...
I mean, it seems like it should last longer than... If you put it in the microwave, it should go longer than 25 minutes.
What do you want to do? Have her put her feet in a space heater?
What are
we talking about?
How long
your feet got to get warm? Look, this is all egregious. I think this is a Hallmark holiday. Valentine's Day is a complete nonsense thing. If you're not a good husband the rest of the year, what the hell do you care about today? You may as well go pot steaks. Just be a bleephole 365 at that point.
Yeah, that's why in my household, it's not exactly a big celebrated holiday, because neither of us really care about the holiday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about each other. Got it.
All right, great.
Or?
Yes, David.
How about the super soft pajama set?
Oh, Jesus. Didn't Wojo used to sell those?
Yes. Yes, he did. Nudies.
You know, I'm leaving it alone. David, you tell me. What are you doing? What are you doing for your missus? What do you got? You buying anything here?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
What's her gift? Don't.
You know what?
Don't. She is the mother of your children. You will not disrespect her.
It is not a holiday we truly celebrate.
Good man.
I don't think anybody really celebrates.
Oh, really? Try to go to a restaurant tonight. Yeah. Bro, people are sheep with this stuff.
Yes, they are. Here's one. Maybe they like poems. So you can get a book of poems and affirmations for
them. What is it, 1830?
I'm trying to find gifts that someone can go to the store tonight.
Hold on, Kenny, do me a favor. How much money do I got to pay you to roll back to the crib tonight with a poem for your lady?
It would have to be enough for the next few dinners. I'll tell you that much.
Could you imagine Kenny unfurling a scroll?
Written in like an ink pen.
Feather pen.
Dip.
It's a collection of anonymous New York Times best-selling authors.
Wow. No. Next. Rico's gotten awfully quiet here.
I'm just listening to
this. Have you hit the romance portal?
No,
you're out?
I'm just like, okay. I'm still on the whole socks you heat up in the air.
25-minute slippers. They keep your feet warm. You want to set her feet in the actual fireplace.
You know what? Right. Give me the $30. I'll buy some matches. And trust me, she'll stay warm.
Your feet are warm.
Next.
Maybe you like to cuddle. Here is the softest blanket built for two. It's called the Unhide Cuddle Puddle Faux Fur Blanket.
Just buy it for her. I couldn't be involved in that. I'd overheat. I can't do it. I don't like any of that stuff.
So he would be warm for more than 25 minutes.
Yeah, you can give it to her. Here, it's enough room for two. Roll around in it twice. Do whatever you like.
Right.
That's not for... I can't. David. I don't get the couples that do that. Like, when I'm watching TV, I want to relax.
Right.
Now, we'll watch TV together, but there ain't none of that stuff where it's like, man, get the hell out of here with that. I'm overheating. Stop it.
Really?
That's not for me.
No. I'm just saying, like, just stay... Like, you go to that end of the couch... We go to that end of the couch.
Yeah, dude, it's not like we're at opposite ends of the Federal Bureau of Investigations building. It's just I like a little bit of space. I want to relax.
I'm just learning.
Plus, you got to factor in I have dogs. The dogs are Bunsen burners with paws. Yeah, there's no scenario because if she is too close to me, that's going to be a party of five, and I ain't having it.
And I know personally that two of your dogs are no respecter of space.
Listen, they take what you give, and you don't put up any resistance. They're getting over there, and they're giving you the old "How's your father?" I can't change that.
I think these gifts are somehow getting worse.
They are, because Valentine's Day is a con.
Right. But I'm trying to give today what you can do today.
Okay, but isn't that just the blanket? Isn't that just called a blanket?
Yeah, this one has it keeps the heat.
This is the doo-doo-doo XL.
It keeps the heat in a little bit more.
Right. Isn't that what blankets do?
It's called spend an extra $40 is what that's called.
Right, it's a blanket.
Can you imagine Kenny's poor girlfriend is under the blanket with him and he just hotboxes the hell out of that puppy. Kenny, your digestive system, you wouldn't be allowed to own one of those.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened
before.
Why
are you laughing? You'll see.
All right, maybe this is more simple. The Stanley Quencher.
It always works.
30-ounce tumbler.
People love them. Ladies love them. I don't know where this Stanley revolution came from.
I'll just say this. If you want one, go to a secondhand store. There's a lot of them there because people just
they buy them and realize,
yes,
this was a huge mistake.
But go there. Don't spend $35 on it.
I didn't think about that, going to a secondhand store, but yeah, it's like...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
For the gentleman, if you are listening, first of all, if you're listening to this show for advice on this topic, you may be a little bit misgiven. This is a show where you're here for things like this, or this, or this, or this, right? We're not... It's not a nuanced thing. The simplest thing you can do, and no, stop it. You're a real problem. You don't have about... No, you don't. Stop. Everybody stop. I'm trying to give sincere advice here.
I mean,
the best thing you can do.
Anything.
Well, you put the, all right, you know what? Put the energy drink down. You don't need any more of that. Take that away from him. He's overserved. It's last minute. You know what you can do? Cook a beautiful meal for your wife. I don't care if you already cook something special. If she's the one doing the cooking, you know what she'll appreciate? She ain't looking for a moose ride from you. She's looking for dinner.
That is so simple. You're right. Many of the guys are thinking, do something. If she does something all the time, right, do it for her today.
And let's take this full circle. What? Kenny, the hot dog roller.
Wow.
Right. That's a great
Kenny,
point.
His girl comes home. Kenny's in a tuxedo t-shirt. He's got a plastic rose and the hot dog roller.
A plastic rose. The candles are lit. She walks in. There's the hot dog roller.
And wait, we have appetizers. Here's some salsa.
In the bottom drawer. In the finest china Kenny can find.
That is beautiful Valentine's Day.
I was just making the point. Make a beautiful meal. Cooking is nothing more than caring. You don't have to be Wolfgang Puck. Just give a bleep. You'll come up with something okay. Come on, people.
Fair.
I'm just saying, that's the best last-minute gift. Then it's not... Going out, you're spending egregious amounts of money. It's amateur hour out there tonight. It'll probably take you 3 hours to have dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I guess you got to book your reservations like a month ahead of time.
Yeah, please. Every deadbeat husband who's lousy to his wife all year thinks he makes up for it because they're going out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, we're going to dinner. Hey, it makes up for everything. Oh,
that's
no, it
great.
Doesn't.
Yeah, you ignored your kids the last 3 months.
Yeah, take the kids away from her. Maybe that'll be what she wants.
Exactly. Enjoy the whore's divorce. Yeah, I'm sure it'll make up for a year. You'll be in nothing. I hate this holiday. This holiday's a joke. If you're a good husband the rest of the year, you're fine. You don't celebrate this crap. Kenny, get that tube meat on the roller.
The tuxedo shirt and the plastic rose. That was funny.
Nothing else on, just the warming socks.
Okay. All right.
And on that note,
we should probably end this.
That is your last minute Valentine's Day gift ideas.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.